weather, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Professor Michael Jasadowski of Central Asian and Eastern European Studies will be joining us in the next hour. War in the Caucasus towards a broader Russian-U.S. military confrontation. Right now, let's go back to your calls. Richard in Texas, then John, Rod, Laser, and others. Go ahead. You're on the air, Richard.
Hello, Alex. I think World War III started on 888. I can't believe they did it. It's not going to be good for America. What I'm calling about.
But good old boys will be able to strut around by their trucks and act tough. I mean, isn't that important?
They'll act tough until the neutron cloud kills them, and they're swept into mass graves, and they're burned, and they're limed, and America's re-inhabited by people from China. Because that's what we're headed toward with this. And what they're doing is everybody knows that Georgia attacked them with American help. And it's back to this aggressive history. They're creating aggressive history of America, so when it happens to us, when the reflex happens, that everybody will agree, well, they just had it coming to them.
No, I agree. In fact, I was going to get to that later. I was just covering the facts earlier, but we're definitely being set up. It's
absolutely
a script. It is a script. It is so horrible.
Yeah, and I mean, I listened to a guy from Chatham House last night, and he was backing up the company, you know, the neocon line that, oh, well, Georgia was just trying to eradicate some terrorists, of course, and all this. And so that tells me the neocons aren't acting alone. They're just being the bad cop for Chatham House's Rural Institute of Economic Affairs. They're the father of the CFR. So we're talking about the highest power of the Anglo-American establishment is behind this, and that means that they're taking America down because they know they can't control America. So they're going to take it down. And this is
right. The British elite are all behind this. You know why? BP owns that pipeline.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're right. I mean, I can't. But there is one silver lining about this is that the Chinese and the Russians remember. Well, the Chinese remember the Opium Wars. They know the British East India Tea Company did that, and they know who was in charge of that. The Russians know who put Rubenstein in power that killed millions of their own kids, and Stalin, they know who did that. And so what they're going to do, if this goes down like they plan, and this is why I can't believe the Anglo-American establishment is doing this, because they're killing themselves. The Chinese and Russians are going to hunt the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and the Bushes and, you know, all the weak-kneed guys that have caused the war since about the 1700s that have, you know, run this whole place. And they're going to exterminate the families to the third cousin. Every one of these, and that's the one silver lining, is there won't be any remembrance of Rothschilds or I'm telling you, because the Chinese and the Russians don't need those guys, and they know they don't need them, and that's what they're going. And these guys are going to be in their bunkers, and the Chinese troops will just gas them. They'll just gas the bunkers. They'll just. I can't believe it. I can't believe the Anglo-American establishment is doing it. They think they're cutting off America was their major power.
They are completely power mad, and they want to destroy the U.S. as much as they want to destroy Russia. They think they're going to be able to manage all of this and control all of this. They've got spies in the Russian government, the Chinese government. They think they're going to be able to manage it. They have succeeded so many times. They've got their underground bases. They've got their super weapons. They've got a lot of aces in the hole, and they know they're going to be able to hurt the American people very badly, while the good old boys go, I love America, kill the Russian. You know, just the ignorance, the mindless idiocy of it. It's so incredible.
That's the whole deal about it, is we're ripe to be absolutely destroyed because of the arrogance and the pride of such a stupid and fat and lazy people. I mean, I don't think there's ever been in the history of any civilization, a people that were more stupid and more arrogant than the American people right
now. That's it, brother. You're a great caller. We'll be right back.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Hey, don't stop asking questions. Is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Attention! This is an extremely urgent news update on the global food shortage. If you've ever wanted to produce your own dirt-cheap survival foods, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all kinds of survival foods in a bit of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. And here's the best part. This course teaches you how to store food for pennies on the dollar. Hunger is spreading across the globe. Food riots have already broken out in over 20 countries. Will troops guard food supplies in the U.S. this winter? Don't wait. Learn the food storage secrets that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get all the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or call toll-free at 877-327-0365. Don't wait for long lines and empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com.
That's a little bit of Amy Allen's song, Revolution. She's then got the Ron Paul Revolution song as well. She's had big hits and Grammy-nominated songs going back many years. And really, her bio is so lengthy, it's probably better just to bring her up and let her tell you about herself. Amy, thanks for coming on with us today.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure. Well, I love Alex Jones.
Well, you're nice to say that. We love your music as well, Amy. We love you. Amy, tell us a little bit about yourself, your music career, your television career, and then your awakening to the larger New World Order that's now, well, for years been influencing your music and some of the censorship you ran into.
Well, I got a record deal about 7 years ago on Elektra Records, and I did an album, and the title of the album was called I'd Start a Revolution If I Could Get Up in the Morning. Long title. But on my website, there was a big banner that said Start a Revolution. And there was many political people on there, you know, a lot of politically minded people on there talking about revolution. And then 9/11 happened, and the CIA called and said, you know, due to national security, we can't have you talking about starting a revolution. So they pulled that, and then shortly thereafter...
Well, let's not just glaze over that. To be clear, and they admittedly have called TV networks and others, the CIA called Elektra Records, one of the biggest out there, same folks that bring you Metallica, and they said, do not put her music out.
Well, it was do not talk about revolution, was more specifically. It wasn't necessarily about the music. They didn't like what I was talking about. They didn't like what the message boards were talking about. They didn't like the message of the board. So yeah, it was shocking. I was really shocked by it, but it was my first sort of run-in. I was kind of astounded. But yeah, I couldn't really believe it, and then the label folded. And I don't know what came first, the chicken or the egg, but my record did not get released, you know, just did not come out. So yeah.
That's amazing. Continue. So, I mean, you were already awake then out of the gates, but now you're really awake.
Well, yeah, there was that, and then I was held hostage. I couldn't, you know, sign to another label for many years. So I did, you know, I wrote some songs for other artists, and I essentially was just held hostage. I couldn't really move. I couldn't find anyone else. And I'm happy. I'm happy not signing with any other label. I'm happy to be independent and be able to say the message I want to say, which is why I'm excited I could do the Ron Paul song. Because if I was with any major label, they wouldn't let me do a political song. And that's really, you know, where it's at.
Well, it certainly is. When did you first hear about Ron Paul?
I heard about Ron Paul. I did. I watched Zeitgeist. And I watched From Freedom to Fascism, and I got really turned on to your show, and I just started, you know, looking more and more into everything, and I couldn't sleep for weeks, for months. I was just absolutely passionate about seeking truth, and once I started uncovering the onion, it was just getting deeper and deeper and deeper, and I just had to do something about it, you know? I had to write a song. There's just no way I could... not wake up. And my first song, you know, my first single that they did release on MTV, the I'd Start a Revolution song, that song that they did release, it was all about, like, I'd start a revolution if I could get up in the morning. So I couldn't leave that hanging. Like, I had to actually wake up and do something with my life and actually do something about the oppression and the injustice and comment on it, because I just couldn't sit by and do nothing, you know? There's just no way I can watch our country lose its sovereignty without standing up and at least writing a song about it, you know?
What's your take on the deteriorating situation in Georgia with Russia?
Well, it scares the hell out of me. But I, you know, which is why Rob Paul would be a perfect president, because of his non-interventionist foreign policy. But I'm scared that we're going to get involved and then, you know, people are going to just do a fear vote and vote for McCain because... we're in a war.
Well, I think that may be the plan. They kept talking about in open Republican memos and, of course, in strategy papers and in editorials. And McCain's advisors said that a war would help him or a terror attack would help him, and then had to step down for speaking the truth openly, what they were talking about. But the New World Order loves to throw curveballs. And then having... U.S. and Israeli-backed Georgians, also backed by Ukraine, sneak attack Russians and Russian citizens and kill them en masse, thousands and thousands. You know, that's a big story in and of itself. And now Russia entering the country and widening the conflict because they have to stamp out the Georgian military that's still firing at them. But the bigger issue is the fact that our media has put out the hoax that Russia attacked Georgia. It's just unbelievable.
Yes. That's the hoax that is truly unbelievable. That's what's going on. And the internet censorship thing that you're talking about, the videos and the thing that you're doing about getting people to step up and expose the censorship, I just think it's brilliant. I think it's absolutely great. I wish I could be involved because there's just so much that I mean, like last night you were talking, yesterday you were talking about how, you know, the average American thinks that George is throwing peaches, you know? I mean, people are just not awake. They're just not aware. And people need to wake up.
Well, it's amazing. Tell us about some of the latest music you've come out with. You just released a new album, haven't you?
Well, no, I wrote, you know, I've written several songs for several artists like Unwritten Law, Tula Tequila, Kevin Michael, Matt Dusk. There's songs I've written for other artists, and I'm recording my album right now as we speak. And it's like nothing I've ever done before. It's very organic. It's very raw. It's beautiful. It's and it's not so you know, I used to not be sober, you know, like years ago, and in my life now I'm sober because I want to stay alert and I want to stay tuned in to just the truth. And so I'm sober, I'm focused, and I want to wake others up and to shine my light and bring beauty and love and hope, and that's really what my new record is about.
Tell us about the big rally for the Republic coming up that you're going to be one of the key people at.
I'm so excited. I'm just so excited about that. It's going to be at the Target Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota, September 2nd, and we are going to rally for the Republic, quite literally. I'm going to sing like a 40-minute set, and there's going to be some surprises that I actually can't even talk about, but really, really, really fun stuff. And I'm really excited and honored to be there and to be a part of it, part of the revolution, because that's really what it is.
Well, we know who is going to be there. Jesse Ventura is going to be there. You're going to be there. Of course, also Barry Goldwater Jr. is going to be there. Very exciting. I'm joking. I've had him on. He's a nice guy, but give me a break. No, but Ron Paul's going to be there. But the most exciting thing about it is that everybody's going to be there. People who love liberty, who love freedom, a great place to network, something historical to be part of, and we can steal a lot of the thunder away from the Republican National Convention that is a meeting just down the road. So this is going to be huge.
Are you? I got a very interesting message yesterday on my MySpace. I'm actually going to have my security team look into it. But I got a threat yesterday on my MySpace. A death threat.
Well, everybody, I mean, anybody who stands up for freedom or the American way gets death threats now. And most of the time, it's just it's some 14-year-old kid eating Hot Pockets and drinking Kool-Aid. But sometimes they do it with their tags on our message board or in emails. They'll death threat me with their email and who they are. And you go back to their website or their MySpace or their Facebook, and they're on there death threatening there in their uniform. They think being patriotic is about not having freedoms or liberties, not having a First Amendment, living in a military dictatorship, and being used two or three, four tours, and they're totally committed to this evil. See, they signed on to torture. They signed on to preemptive war, to sneak attacks. And so now, morally, they have to sign on to every evil or admit that they're doing wrong. See, now evil has become good to them. Now, they're only about 30% of the troops, and we have all the polls and the numbers, but 30% of the troops are what you would call, the only way to describe them is hell's misfits. I mean, these are psychopathic demons who have a ideological overlay to their mental, you know, schizoid, dysfunctional way of life. And, I mean, I don't have another way to describe it, but, you know, those that have any soul have been committing suicide, and that's why there's suicide rate's 18 times what it's ever been in our military. I mean, America's basically over as we know it.
Right.
The only question is, the country's on the gurney. Can we have an electroshock with the defibrillators to the heart to get it back going? The neocons are fighting with us, the patriots, to try to pull our hands away with the defibrillators. And it's all up to us who's going to win. Amy Allen, stay there.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 11, 2008, gold opened at 855.30. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for 880.57, 433.85 for half ounce, and 216.93 for quarter ounce. That's 880.57, 433.85, 216.93.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market, and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Here's a story. You wash your car, how long does it last? 3 days? A week? 2 weeks? Life Change Tea eliminates chemicals, toxins, and parasites, and much more. The effect? You lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. So here's the story. You wash your car, it gets dirty again. You cleanse your body, chemicals and toxins come back. The fix? Stay on the tee. And here's how we will help. Ask for the Mid-State Fair Special when ordering. Here's how to order. Online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get the tea. Restoring America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
And of course, this song has had tens of millions of views on the internet, millions on Google, millions on YouTube. And the whole point is that so Ron Paul isn't going to be president. We told you, folks, that didn't matter. We asked him to run. We have woken up tens of millions more Americans and people worldwide about the private Federal Reserve, about the inflation tax, about what American values are really all about, not preemptively attacking innocent countries. That's why what happened with Ron Paul is so important and is still very important today. I should add Jimmy Vaughn, at least last time I checked, is also the blues legend going to be playing at the event. And they told me some of the other people that are pretty much signed up, but they're having to just finish a few of the details. And believe me, if you heard who, you'd want to go. But the tickets are selling out fast, by the way, at rallyfortherepublic.com. Going back to Amy Allen, who, again, is an award-winning musician in her own right, who put together the Ron Paul song that you just heard there. Amy, I mean, can you comment on or flesh out the point I was making or add to it or disagree with it, that the Ron Paul revolution is all of our revolution, and it's really succeeded because more people now than ever know about liberty?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, I, you know, back to your internet censorship, you know, the not only is the Ron Paul video been completely, you know, hacked on YouTube, but on so many different websites, whether it be Dig, if someone puts it up, Dig pulls it down. You know, there's so many different websites that are censoring it. It's just unbelievable to have witnessed it time after time after time.
Oh, we have MySpace officially told us that they let us have a MySpace account, but they don't let our bulletins go out. But about 80% of the time, they don't go out. Sometimes they do go out, or people copy our bulletins and send them out themselves. But then people make videos on YouTube saying we're lying about this. Comcast admits in Canada, along with the other big company, that they're going to restrict the web down to just a few thousand sites and don't give you a choice. And people don't call that censorship. And they're talking about getting rid of the old free open internet.
Yeah,
I mean, with net neutrality. And then they call us conspiracy theorists. I mean, there's so much denial, Amy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? Ron Paul, you know, when everyone did that march in D.C., you know, there's 20,000 people that marched. And I just think I'm really hoping it sent a message to the oppressors that, you know, we're here and that we're not going away and our numbers are just going to keep growing and we're not going to sit back and watch our country lose our sovereignty, lose our freedoms, lose our liberties without people standing up for it. And I think that Ron Paul is really given our nation hope, you know, and that's really, thank God. God bless Ron Paul. Seriously.
Well, Amy, what I want to do is I want to get you up for a full hour to take phone calls. In the week before the event, and I do want to try to if you've got the time, be a field reporter for us just once or twice during the event on the first and second. I can't think of a better person than you if you've got the time to call in via cell phone or one of the phones there backstage to kind of give us a report, because I'm not going to be there on the ground from, you know, behind the stage and in front of the stage and in all the booths and the entire convention area there at the Target Center. I would just love to have you give us a few reports while you're there.
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure. I would love to.
Amy, fire out your websites. Tell folks how they can find out more about your music.
Okay, so I never really finished about the Elektra thing. I in order to get my music out that I had spent 2 years recording, I had to re-record it. So I re-recorded it as a duet, and the duet is called Scott and Amy. And I lifted the re-recording restriction, and I got a chance to re-record all that. So that they can go to scottandamy.com to get that album and listen to that. And they can go to amyallen.com and see all the rest of the music that I've done, and the Hairspray and the Revolution and all of it. So amyallen.com and scottandamy.com, they can go to and check out my music.
Well, you've already had great success, and you're going to have even greater success in the future. And you are a total revolutionary, because art, you know, really is one of the greatest powers we have out there, one of the greatest tools we have to awaken people. And there's a lot of pressure, we know, on artists to conform to the establishment. But you're breaking...
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And managers and labels won't touch artists that are political. And, you know, some people were saying to me, hey, Amy, you know, is this like some, you know, move for your career? And it's like, are you out of your mind? This is like for my career. I mean, I live in Hollywood. You know, they're pretty liberal. And
Amy,
don't...
stay there. I want to come back and hear you talk more about that. Then we'll get into Russia, folks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Musician. Got links to her website up on Infowars.com. I'm going to get into what's really happening with the Russia / Georgia situation and your phone calls. In fact, I'm going to go to the callers holding first before I play these audio clips. As soon as Amy leaves us, she's agreed to pop in a couple times while the big rally for the Republic's going on up in Minneapolis, Minnesota for us here on the show. I am going to cover the DNC and all the police state fireworks there. And so I will not be in Minnesota. Besides, I don't want to become a distraction. I want everybody to have their day in the sun there with liberty. And so I will stay right here in the Central Texas Command Center. Going back to Amy Allen. Amy, you were finishing up talking about how you get punished for getting outside the left or right paradigm. In fact, you get punished some if you're seen as a conservative. In a liberal-controlled media, which really isn't liberal at all, that's a facade, but you really get punished if you're outside of that box altogether. Though that is starting to change, and more people I know in entertainment, in music, in Hollywood, are really rebelling against it themselves, and the system is getting shutters. The whole Hollywood system itself is in crisis, and the old mainline media is in crisis, being caught in so many lies and distortions and spin and their readership and viewership plunging. So there is a revolution, not just in the content of the media, but in its delivery and in its true diversity. And that's why they're moving to try to shut down and curtail the web.
Well, I think that what's really interesting and what nobody talks about, and I've just continually speak out about it, but in Hollywood, in West Hollywood specifically, in the gay community, there is a big movement for Ron Paul. And you just don't see it in any of the media. They just say, you know, that the gay community is for Barack Obama, for Hillary Clinton. But that's just not, this is not the case, not true. There's a huge gay community in Hollywood that is wants their freedom, wants their liberties, wants the government to stay out of their business, and it's not being represented. And the Ron Paul music video, everyone from the lights to the camera to the wardrobe to everything, you know, the entire production was all volunteered by the gay community. And they really fought hard, and they really, they're the ones that pushed me into doing it. I mean, they're the ones that got me involved and started telling me, like, all this stuff about Ron Paul and about, you know, just got me really aware of what was happening.
And then we saw the distortion in the media that he hates those people, which, again...
Oh, absolutely. It was just so frustrating. Even to them, they're like, that's not true. It's absolutely not true.
Well, that's just how the media operates. They want to divide everybody so they can more easily control us.
Absolutely.
But I mean, your point about making sacrifices to do what you're doing, you're absolutely right. But also, at the same time, some people in the liberty movement, they want to behave like if we do become successful or if we are able to fund ourselves, that somehow is wrong, that we should be living under a bridge somewhere and broadcasting over tin cans with a piece of string. No, we need to become the establishment. We need to take over the government. We need to act like we're winners and behave like we're winners because then we can win. I mean, I've had so much success just because I know the enemy's not invincible. I know we can defeat legislation at the state and federal level. I know if we get the people rallied, we can do it. And so we've had massive success, and some people in our own movement say, oh, Alex Jones, he's a sellout. He's been able to actually get stuff done. No, we are not powerless.
Yeah.
And that's what's so exciting about you, Amy.
Well, yeah, and the fact that, you know, I try and tell artists all the time, you know, they can be independent, they can start their own record companies, because the more artists start their own record companies and start their own and be independent of the major labels, then we can actually get, you know, we can have a movement of people with free thought and a free voice to say what they want, because you just don't have any freedom when you're a slave.
Exactly. The military says over and over again that the biggest battlefield is the mind, and it is. The real revolution is in music, is in news and information, is in art, in films, and that's the revolution that they're most scared of, not this one-dimensional, let's have a physical shootout with the police. No, let's take over the country with our ideas. And we already have turned that corner where Congress has a 9% approval rating, the mainstream media has about a 15% approval rating, and the alternative media has got like a 65% approval rating. We are kicking their butts. And so we need to press our advantage now before it's too late. Well, Amy,
I mean, you know that the Republicans, you know how they had their little riot in the House the other day?
Yes.
And it wasn't on any of the news stations. I mean, they're standing on chairs, the Republicans are having their own little revolution in the House, and it wasn't anywhere, nowhere was it being discussed, was it being talked about, the cameras were shut off.
In fact, we were so busy last week with others, we hardly mentioned that. Tell folks about it.
Well, Nancy Pelosi, you know, basically recessed the House and said, we're leaving for a month, and the Republicans, and they turned off the lights, they turned off the mics, and the Republicans turned back on the lights, and they turned back on the mic. They turned the cameras off. The Democrats turned the cameras off. So there was a whole thing. And for days, you know, tourists were walking by and watching the Republicans just have their own, they called it the second Boston Tea Party. I mean, they were just standing up for energy prices, for the energy crisis. And they were saying, you know, Nancy Pelosi wanted everyone to go on vacation before voting on the energy crisis situation. And so what I'm saying is that there was a kind of like a mini riot by the Republicans.
And that should have been covered, and they should have been given the political support they needed, but they weren't. But now it's not a total secret, because at least we have a growing alternative media, and that's the difference. We're still the underdog, but we can double-check them. We can expose what they're doing and really short-circuit them and sabotage them. Amy Allen, I really look forward to talking to you more in the near future. Thank you for your tireless work for liberty.
Thank you so much. You too.
You bet. Take care. We're going to get her to report live for us on the Rally for the Republic coming up in about 3 weeks. Okay, I know I have a bunch of calls here. John, Rod, Laser, Chris, and others. I'm going to get to all of you, then play a bunch of audio clips. And we have Professor Chasadosky, expert on Eastern studies, on Central Asian, Eastern European studies. That's where he's from, so he's an expert on it. He'll be joining us to break that down just for about 20 minutes in the next hour. Then more open phones. But I do want to play the Georgian puppet dictator. And by the way, it is a dictatorship there in Georgia. They grab you, torture you, no free press there. Just more lies that it's a free country, just total bull. And no, Russia's not really free either. But it's a popular tyranny, I would add. But they do kill reporters when they get out of line in Russia, too. It's all the same, very corrupt. But it wasn't Russia that launched a sneak attack on U.S. forces. It was the other way around, ladies and gentlemen. And so I wanted to play Mikhail Shalakashvili, the Georgian dictator, shooting his mouth off about a new world order, about a world order, saying, this will decide the world order. This will decide the world order. They're just begging to his masters. And, of course, 2 weeks ago, Barack Obama called for a new world order, and we've got Gordon Brown calling for it, British Prime Minister, and all these presidents, and the yuppies will just laugh and say, put a tinfoil hat on, baby, doesn't exist. Here it is.
The conflict underway in Georgia over its pro-Russian breakaway region of South Ossetia is ringing alarm bells the world over. Analysts say it risks major consequences for a region that's become a test of the post-Cold War balance of power. Georgia is the West's main ally in the Caucasus. When he led a revolution in 2003, Mikhail Saakashvili, American-educated, English-speaking, was welcomed by Western powers as a fresh, reform-minded leader, one who's made NATO membership his priority as president. Saakashvili's surprise move to retake South Ossetia from Russian-backed separatists is a gamble seen as relying on continuing Western support, but that could backfire. Support could melt away if the attempt to reintegrate separatist South Ossetia comes to be seen as reckless provocation of Russia, determined as it is to prevent NATO's expansion on its western and southern flanks.
This nation is right now fighting for its survival, but we are also fighting for world peace, and we are also fighting for future world order. What is at stake here is world order, and what is at stake here are basic principles of international law.
The violence is endangering regional peace. Civilian lives have been lost, and others are endangered. This situation can be resolved peacefully. We've been in contact with leaders in both Georgia and Russia.
All right, turn that idiot off.
Of government.
Turn that drug addict off. Good God, I can't listen to him anymore. Folks, notice how they always vaguely, civilians have died, and I've got these reports at the BBC headline, thousands of civilians dead in Georgia after Russian attack. And then you read the article and it says, in Ossetia, killed by the Georgians, but it doesn't matter. That's why the first day they were reporting on the news that Russia had attacked Georgia, everybody got it set in their mind that that is what had actually happened. And then now it's set in the back of your mind, oh, they're the bad guys. It's so incredible. A deliberate sneak attack on the eve of the Olympics, targeting civilians and Russian military bases and police stations. And Bush is running around, McCain's running around, Obama's running around, all saying it's a horrible provocation by Russia. This is the equivalent of if I walk up to you with a hammer and I claw you in the face with it a couple times and then you fight back, and there being news cameras on it, the news reports that The person fighting back against the hammer is the person engaging in the assault, as they treat the public like complete and total low-grade morons. All right, let's go ahead and take calls here. Let's talk to Rod in Oregon. Rod, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, man. God help us all, like you say, man. I've come to the conclusion, the American people, all of us, have been so apathetic and ignorant and dumbed down. You know, the other day on TV, I don't watch TV very seldom, but it came on real quick. That program, Deceive the Nation, I think it is, with Bob Schaefer. You know who they had on his program? It was Karl Rove, was on his program doing an interview with this guy when all this stuff is going on in Russia. And obviously we know the main headline has been this ordeal with Edwards and his big affair and stuff. It is absolutely, like you say, unbelievable and incredible the stuff that is going on, and American people still run around just going, you know, like, oh yeah, okay, and business as usual. We're headed for some serious stuff.
And oh, hey, listen to this. Fox News called me last week and said, we want you back on Geraldo. Now, remember, about a year and a half ago, I refused to fly to Fox News because I've been in the car repeatedly going to a studio to be interviewed by Fox News. It's probably 10 times now. Last night had to be the 10th or 11th time. I'm at the studio in the chair. Geraldo Rivera has already announced he's going to me, and then they just decide to not go to me and cover some woman who's missing in some tropical island, some new one. And, you know, I didn't particularly care. In fact, I didn't even want to particularly go on there, even though all this evidence has now come out where she did tell her lawyer they're going to kill me if they say it's suicide. It isn't. I want all the documents out. But then her mother's lawyer is saying they don't want the documents released and the photos, you know, with her client list and the rest of it. But I was going to go on there and talk about that. I mean, that at least is more important than John Edwards isn't murdering women. John Edwards isn't, and I'm not a Democrat. Folks are listening for the first time going, oh, he likes the Democrats, he's defending John Edwards. No. I mean, you have Brandi Britton, one of her girls, the D.C. madam, who gets busted at her $500,000 house. She shoots her mouth up and says, I've seen some of the most powerful men in America. How dare the local police charge me? I'm going to talk to the press, and I'm going to trial. Then she hangs herself. She was facing a maximum of 6 months in jail. Okay, she says, I'm going to fight this in court. Boom, that night hangs herself. Okay, then they suddenly go after her boss, who's on the West Coast. Brandi Britton, of course, was in Maryland. They go after her, grab her. She never released her client list, just put out some phone numbers. She tells Wayne Madsen and others at dinner that, yeah, some of my girls were seeing Dick Cheney. And then suddenly she's dead. It's just unbelievable. But no, they had to do two segments with that Corbin guy. It was obviously a dead pit bull had washed up on the side of the New Jersey seashore, and they were saying it was a sea monster or something. I mean, this country is just, and look, I don't even care. It's almost a diversion with this war going on and two naval flotillas headed into the Gulf. Two more aircraft carriers, saber-rattling, to attack Iran. It's almost a diversion to even talk about them killing the D.C. madam, though it just shows incredible corruption. But to then focus on John Edwards and what hotel room he was in with a baby, I mean, but hey, you know what? It's what they want. It's what they get.
Hey, I got one more thing to add real quick. You had Red Beckman on your show last week, and I ended up getting his book, Walls of Our Minds. I'm telling you, everybody needs to read his book, man. You talk about getting a grip of power. There was things in there that I didn't even realize before that even woke me up, and I'm so disconnected from the system already, it's unbelievable. But one quick thing. A little boy asked his dad what the difference between ignorance and apathy was, and his dad said, I don't know and I don't care.
I hear you. I hear you. And we're going to get hurt real bad. But it's not just apathy. A lot of these people will giggle and snicker and get like this little demonic pig face. They'll just look at you with pleasure and go, oh, yeah? Well, so what? Or they'll go, good, I want that oil. And it's like this, it's like demonic. And they get this weird look in their eyes and like pull back from you and look at you real strangely. It's like, you're the one that's bad even telling me about problems. Well, you know what? I like the problems. Yeah.
We're living in the Twilight Zone.
No, we are. Listen, I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Canada. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, can you hear
me? Yes, I can.
Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted a couple of quick points. I've had a hard time finding out some information. The first one is, do you think that there would be any way of pressing Seymour Hersh to find out about the other 11 provocations Cheney was interested in starting a war?
I've already asked him about that, and he says he's not going to come on until the early fall. He's agreed to come on the show, and I will ask him about that at the time.
Okay, and my second one would be, how long until that U.S. Armada estimate would be till they may be arriving in the Gulf?
I got to pull that up, but I think it's a few weeks.
Okay.
Anything else?
Not really. No, that was it. Mainly just a Cy Hersh, and that's kind of odd.
Yeah. Cy Hersh doesn't exist. The Armada's don't exist. The government loves you. Everything's fine. Government's never doing anything bad. If you think government needs to be watched or controlled, you wear tinfoil hats. The Republicans are good. Gay porn stars in the White House is conservative.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents, featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, you're fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, you're fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Cam Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Very simply put, the United States, Israel, the Ukraine, and NATO launched a sneak attack last Thursday night, using the Olympics as a cover. They've killed more than 5,000 innocent civilians, slaughtered entire police stations full of police, blew the daylights out of the military bases. The Russians are fighting back. They pushed them out of that region of Georgia and are now moving towards their main military bases to remove the threat. To remove the threat. You know, what did we do in the United States when Mexico attacked Oklahoma and snuck attack a military base there. We went all the way to Mexico City and removed the government and then left. And this is what you do. This is what you do when somebody bordering you sneak attacks you and blows an entire city into rubble. Our country is in the wrong. And Israel, it turns out, took me a few days to learn all this. I mean, I knew the U.S. and NATO were using it as a front. A bunch of Israeli newspapers are bragging that their defense head, their defense minister in Georgia, is an Israeli, former Mossad. Their foreign minister is an Israeli military chief, former Mossad. And I'm reading here out of Israeli newspapers. Basically, Georgia is some type of weird satellite of Israel, more than it is in even NATO or the U.S. This, because they were there, it turns out, 10 years ago, and then brought the U.S. in the last 7 years. Just crazy behavior by Israel. Oh, God. But I guess Israel was a big part of, the folks that set up Israel were a big part of setting up Russia in 1917 until Stalin took it away from them. Oh, man, this is so bad, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I guess Israel's trying to retake Russia or something for the Zionists. I mean, I have to say that. That is what this appears to be. I just call it like it is here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sure they'll send a hit team after me now, but whatever. I mean, is there no end to the chutzpah of Israel attacking Russia? I mean, is there no end to this? What is your problem? And America's name is hung on this, but don't think for a minute Britain isn't involved. They're supporting it. They own the pipeline. And as usual, who created Israel? Britain. Who supports Israel? Britain. Who sits back there using the U.S., using Israel, using NATO? England. And no, I'm not blaming the British people. If I get an email about that, I'm going to blow up. I get those all the time. If I talk about LBJ staging an attack in the Gulf of Tonkin on our ships, I'm not bashing Americans or Texans. It's just that Israel, the United States, England, NATO are evil. The governments are evil. And yes, I'm sure that Ahmadinejad's not a nice guy, and I'm sure Putin's a bad guy too, but they don't have anything. Last time I checked, Putin's trying to sell oil and gas to people and building factories, and he's got national TV ads saying that Russians need to breed and have more children, and the government doesn't say vaccinate children. And they've been speaking out against the New World Order and saying they want to have their own New World Order. Now, I'm not saying Russia's good, but I'm telling you this, folks, they are not the big boy New World Order. Power corrupts absolute, power corrupts absolutely. There is no doubt about that in history. So any government tends to be corrupt and bad. But this that's happening now with Iraq and Afghanistan and the attack on Serbia, all of this is about encircling Russia, and Russia is sick of it. I mean, you don't think Russia reads the peanut documents where Dick Cheney says they want to attack Russia? Russia knows that the U.S. gave nukes to Pakistan to menace India and Russia. I mean, the criminals running our government are handing out nukes and sneak attacking Russians. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.